Yes, ma'am.
Praise for the president and all the people that were involved in the attempted assassination last night. Thanks to especially for Secret Service for the job they did, and I'm just still in shock.
No, I understand. And law enforcement, Donnie's retired law enforcement, Sandra's husband's retired sheriff, law enforcement, people that work to protect us, unsung heroes all around. It's just amazing because we are in, and it goes all the way back into the Garden of Eden. Don't eat that fruit, because when you do, you're going to be able to understand good and evil. Well, they didn't pay attention to eat the fruit. Now we know we got good and evil, and we got to deal with it. It's sad, but it's just the way it is, unfortunately. Anybody else, Eddie Joy, please.
David is graduating with his master's next Saturday.
Awesome.
So his hooding ceremony is Saturday. He is not making us sit through 3.5 hours of graduation commencement. So
that's nice of him.
Yes, we are all grateful that we don't have to wait until his name at the end.
I didn't think about that. I used to because I was the W, but G's worse.
Yeah. So he did receive a final offer, and so he starts at Department of Health as a regulatory specialist 2, in theory as a team lead.
Cool.
On Monday, May 4th.
Awesome.
So, grateful that everything has worked out there. And prayers for Craig's dad. He was very upbeat on Monday when we talked to him. But some other things happened physically, and they're working themselves out. But he's a little frustrated at being 2 steps forward, 1 step.
Else. Linda.
I just want to thank the Lord that Dave and I are here.
Oh, amen to that. Tell us your story.
And we were driving to Georgia last Wednesday, and about 2 miles before we got to our exit, thank God I knew that 2 miles was coming up. I got in the right-hand lane on I-95, and we had a blowout.
Oh, a blowout. Oh, wow.
And it just, it scared us both to death.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
God kicked in my brain, and I got off of the road, and I said, okay, Lord, let me get over far enough that somebody doesn't hit me when I get out of the truck. And so I got out, and I didn't know who to call first. I called one place that we have towing and everything, and they said, oh, well, we don't have any idea how long it'll be before we can get there. I'm standing on I-95 in the weeds, crying my eyes out, praying, had a guardian angel in my pocket, which I carry, and all of a sudden, I see Dave walking towards his fence, and a guy comes over the fence that was working in a field, and he jumped on our truck, and he started doing everything. Ooh. And all of a sudden, I said, call *347. So I did, and I got the road ranger. Oh. And the road ranger was there in 20 to 30 minutes. And he said, comes up, he stayed with us, and told me, he said, if that guy wasn't changing the tire for you, I would be doing it right now. And he stayed. And he said, I will motion when it's safe for you to go. And we went on our way and got to the cabin. But I was scared to death, I will have to say. I was in a pure panic.
I don't know if the road ranger is that quick everywhere, but we were just north of Jacksonville. Yeah. So I'm sure that's an area that gets worked a lot.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of problems on the road there. But
that's something.
For miles, we have been looking for a place to stop and use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And we were like a mile and a half from our exit, and when the tire blew, forgot all about that. It was an hour and a half later before we realized, hey, we never used the
building. Scared it out of you.
All the excitement.
But in recent years, those road rains, you'll see them everywhere, and they're paid for by the Department of Transportation.
I know, and I have no clue. I said to the man, what do we owe you? And he looked at me and he said, you don't owe me anything. And I said, what? He said, no, we work for DOT. This is our job. This is what we do.
Yeah.
So they paid the boy that came over the fence and helped them and did everything. Travel in the right-hand lane is my message. It is the law. If I would have been over in the other lane, we might not be here today.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We really might. The people on I-95 just...
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh,
crazy. That is crazy.
Wow.
Okay, there's a meeting over there, too.
I don't know.
I'm talking about raising that to 80. It's crazy.
Anybody else? Any joys, concerns, or praises?
We have a praise. Our grandson, Trevor, been coming back and forth. He was inducted into the Honor Society this week at Florida High. So he's
awesome.
Congratulations.
And then my concern, of course, is my brothers are still both of them in bad shape. And now my sister-in-law is worse than my older brother. They called in hospice for her, so it's just like a awesome thing going on with them. But, you know, the Lord's helped us, and we have help, but still it's
And her granddaughter, Charlie, they diagnosed her down at Champ, and she got to come home last week with the
walker.
What is that stuff called? What's the name of it?
Neurological. She's got a neurological disorder, is what they said she had.
Okay.
And she couldn't walk, she couldn't talk, she couldn't do anything for about 10 weeks until she went to rehab. And now she's talking, but if she tries to talk fast, you don't understand anything. And she's also walking with a walker.
And I come to find out that it's more common. I don't know why. It's just something in the brain just... short circuits. A lot of people experience it, but thank God.
But she is coming back around.
With therapy, they have a teacher how to talk again, how to walk again. It's just amazing. Well, join me in that attitude of prayer. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. I'm thankful for the rain.
Amen.
Yeah. We needed that. I'm thankful we got the air conditioner fixed and coach a whole lot cheaper than quoted.
That was a blessing.
And I have a prayer request. I have an aunt. They're going to put in a cup of care. They were talking about a Friday, putting her a cup of care. Her right heart valve is weak. It's so weak. They can't do anything about it. Just blew it on her heart, blew it in both lungs. Yesterday, they drained a half liter out of one of them on Monday.
Oh,
they're going to drain the other one. Friday afternoon, we got a message. They're going to put her a cup of care. Saturday, they actually did something to try to help. So, come tomorrow, maybe a different story than right now.
Lord, hear our prayers this morning. Grace, I love you, God. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mark has his heart cast on
Wednesday. That's right. He's got scheduled for the 27th.
Yes.
In Gainesville.
In Gainesville, yeah. And I was telling Joanne, I've been praying for the longest time for rain.
Yeah.
And I've been worried about my procedure coming up. Because it's a bad one. It's a do or die situation. And I told her, so I'm getting pretty nervous about my procedure. Because I was praying all for a couple weeks for rain. And it ain't happening. So it kind of makes you wonder about my procedure. Because I've been praying about that, and I'm pretty nervous about it.
Yeah.
And I know sooner said that, and it just started down.
It started raining.
Yeah. So I ain't worried about my procedure.
His face was priceless. I looked out the window and said, hey, baby, guess what? He says, what? I said, it's raining. He says, what?
Yeah, so I'm not worried about
it. Yeah.
Either way, it's going to be a great outcome.
God was crying tears, telling you, don't worry, I got this.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
All right, join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.